Hi, this is Lexi
and Sid
of Hess Van Schlemmer Metalworks and Art, home of the Schlemmer Metal Wolves. We are a small but furious family-run welding, fabrication, and metalworks shop with CNC capabilities and now full-scale powder coating operation. We bring unique, affordable quality art to life within the realm of practicality. Whether it's signs, sculptures, railings, shelves, furniture, or even just powder coat for your rims or your patio set, give us a look, check us out on Facebook or Instagram, or call 618-670-5724. We are Hess Van Schlemmer Metalworks. That was terrible.
Oh, we tried.
Hey, everybody. Shane here. I want to tell you about my friends at Naked Vine. You can find them out there in Chesterfield, Missouri, located on Clarkson Road, serving up all your favorite whiskey, wine, and local craft beers on Tuesday through Saturday. They do great live music Thursday through Saturday. You can find full listing of events at nakedvine.net. Stop by on July 14th, Saturday night, my friends. Find a Drive will be out there, 8 to 11. And then I will be back on August 14th with my singer-songwriter storytelling show every second Tuesday of the month. This time around, I'll be bringing along Bobby Stevens, Anna Shanoff, and Matt Wynn for a real intimate seated acoustic storytelling show. So keep an eye out for everything. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And again, nakedvine.net.
This is Dustin Arbuckle, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast.
Yeah.
in the sky. Get your hands up, wave them up real high. Because we feel alright.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today with some of the crew of Rock University Festival, Rock University. You guys want to properly all introduce yourselves for those listening?
Hi, I am Annalisa Stover. I am John Harrington's wife and was there when Rock U started.
I'm John Harrington, Annalisa Stover's husband, so she wanted to point that out, and yeah, I was there when Rock U started in 2011 also.
I'm Denise Code. I am not married to either of these two. Yeah, also started out in 2011. I was a big fan of Midwest Avengers, and John was starting this thing, and I'm like, yes, I want to be a part of it.
Hey, what's up? Angela Hayes. I, also known as Susie Noman, I jumped on about, I think it was about 2014, and have been honored to work with these amazing people over the past several years with this great festival.
Yeah. I've known of the festival for a while and everything you guys have all been a part of. I've just recently started to kind of work with you all. We did a Battle of the Bands, high school Battle of the Bands over a couple months ago, I guess it was, and I got to be a part of that with you, and then all this stuff. But I don't really know a ton of the backstory. Like you're saying, this started in 2011. What was the initial idea, like starting this up? Like, was it just to give back?
I think it was just a combination of everything. It was kind of like a synergy going on. Like my band Midwest Avengers is like, if you know a little background, it's a rock hip hop group. So we've been in both scenes. I grew up skating and listening to metal and hardcore and punk rock and roll. But you know, all my cousins rapped, so I rapped too. And Midwest Avengers was on both scenes, kind of on the hip hop scene and on the rock scene, and we were noticing a lot of similarities, especially with St. Louis music, where it's hard to build a community with music here. It's hard to get over egos and work together. And once you finally do, it's kind of like an in club, an out club, like everything else, you know what I mean? So we started this thing over in the hip hop side called Slumfest. And it built a community with all the rappers, and we could see how people all started working together and stuff like that. So I was like, well, I hollered at Chantel Camp. I guess he's in Shotgun Abbey now. Is he still in that? And I can't remember what his other band was. It was called something else. He got like 8 bands he was in. But I hollered at him, hollered at Chris. What's Chris' last name? Chris Davis from Occam's Razor. And holler at Denise, because every show we go to, she'd be in the crowd dancing and screaming and running around. So it was like, I mean, like every show. Like, they didn't matter, like, who was playing, she was at every show. So I was like, hey, she got her ear to the ground, she in the streets, she know what's what. Plus, we need that perspective, because when you're in a band, you'll have one perspective. And when you're, like, you know, a supporter of the scene in bands, you have a whole different perspective. So we kind of wanted to form it that way so you could see it from every angle. Part of two is what we want to give back, because in the rock scene and the hip hop scene, there was a point there where there didn't seem like any mentorship or growth. It seemed like we was recycling the same stuff over and over again. You listen to the same music, the same bands. So it was more about bringing in the youth and bringing in younger kids and mentoring them. And part of that is the charity aspect, giving back to groups like Play It Forward, where they provide instruments for kids like that can't afford it, parents who can't afford it. So yeah. When we originally started it, it was kind of like you had all these different scenes. You had like the city scene, the city rock scene. You had the county rock scene. You had the 105.7 point scene. You had the people who hated the point scene. You had, you know what I mean? You had all these different scenes. You had the live band scene. You had the jam band scene. You had like, so it was more of bringing all that together to make a community and do music. You know what I mean? And so people started hating on it like they always do. You know, people say, oh, that's easy. And like I always say, you should do it. If you don't like what we're doing, right, you should make up your own stuff and do it. You know what I'm saying? Rock, you never started to be better than anybody. It actually started to help bring people together and get kids into music and mentor kids. You know what I mean? Like one of the programs I see that's working pretty good is School of Rock.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's working. That's getting a lot of kids into stuff. You know, some people say it's just, you know, you paying for a babysitter to teach a kid how to play music, but I've seen it change kids' lives too. So, and that's what I'm kind of, you know, interested in. That's what I want to see. Like when they hand these kids instruments. What was his name from Hollow Point Heroes? Donated a bass a couple years ago.
Todd Pittman.
Yeah.
I mean, like that was an expensive bass.
$600.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and like they put it in some kid's hand to learn how to play.
Mm-hmm.
You know. You know, yeah, we gave away a whole, like, $1,200 drum set last year or 2 years ago. So, I mean, it's really about, like I said, putting instruments in these kids' hands and getting them to play music in the future because you just never know what they're going to be, you know what I mean? So,
yeah, it's
just really been about keeping the scene together, trying to put bands on there, trying to do stuff. It's a lot different now because this is what our eighth year. So when we started 7 years ago, the only other fest that was going was Point Fest.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now you got 100 fests a year, which is fine. I mean, nothing against them. It's just that we kind of pioneered the festival, you know what I mean? Starting it off like that. And really, the only requirement was that you was dope.
Yeah.
You know, or you know, you tried to be dope, or you like believed in yourself and had good music. You know, we trying to put anybody that suck, but you know, there's always politics involved in everything, you know what I mean? So there's always politics with bands and stuff like that. But it's been good to watch bands like The Discrepancies go from, you know, to where they are now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
On Warped Tour.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, you know, it's good to see, you know, bands like Guerrilla Theory. You know, because that's another thing with what we do with Rock U is we're open to all genres of rock. It's not just one genre. You got to sound like this. You got to do like that. You know what I mean? We got a huge spectrum of music to choose from. So, and I really believe it's starting to build a community. You know, I really believe that it's starting to bring people together to work together and play shows together. You know what I mean? So, but that's kind of the mission says it, so,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, we, like I mentioned, you guys, you're saying bringing the youth in, and you did, like I said, a little while back, we had that high school battle, the bands contest over at the Mills.
Yeah,
and that was really great. That was fun to be a part of that with you all. You invited me to be a part as a judge, and I had a great time, and then got introduced to three great high school bands.
Yeah.
And it was great to see all their friends and fans come out and support them too, and like just seeing young kids out there. You know, like I can recall some, you know, high school, you know, my friends weren't, you know, started bands, and like, and we had a place out in Wentzville, the Pit, Midwest Music.
Oh yeah, Midwest Pit, Music Pit.
And,
yeah.
I'd go out there and I'd go see my friends, and like I remember being like, I didn't care if they were like, they were always rock stars to me, and I was like, and I'd be out there just having a heck of a time, you know, and supporting them. And I guess so seeing those kids come out and support their friends reminded me of those days where I was like just pumped for my friends playing music on stage and stuff. So
it's hella re-energizing too, like you get that feeling, get that vibe, see the energy. you know, and those guys are really good. All those bands are really good. Yeah, whatever. They got their thing that they shred on the guitar. Yeah. You know, the Public. They remind me a lot of Nirvana, that type vibe, yeah. You know, and then Bleach, they just ridiculous with it. They're just like, you know,
totally
ridiculous when it comes to playing. So, and that's part of why we're doing it, because that's literally mentoring acts. We put grass and stone on it so you can see how veterans do it, yeah. How they play, how they control the crowd, like their dedication to the music, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? How serious they take it, because you need that part too. You know, a lot of people think, I'm gonna grab this guitar, start singing and be a millionaire. They don't understand like the time and effort it takes to go into it and, you know, the sacrifice, you know, the business side of it, the business aspect, you know what I mean? Like those Bleach guys, they're really young. And, you know, I mean, I'm sure somebody's going to, like, you know, shoot an offer at them and try to sign them. So you just got to be ready for that and have their heads on right and, you know, like, be able to still enjoy the music and not just let it have it be a job, you know. I mean, that's a hard problem, yeah. Too, so.
Was the high school Battle of the Bands contest, was that, like, is that a newer thing? And as part of the evolution of?
I think we did one before, because what it is like I said, we don't want to get stagnant. We want to also like always constantly look for new up and coming acts. So we put ads on Facebook and put advertisements out looking for high school bands, because, you know, we want to kind of catch them early and kind of point them in the right direction. You know what I mean? Like if you think about it, like, they were sitting around just playing the small shows, doing what they doing, trying to come up like in basements and stuff like that. You know, not that we blew them up or not, but we was able to shoot them gas lights away.
Sure.
Put them over at Gaslight Studios and let them get a good recording going. You know what I mean? So they're doing great over there. They got a great, so the whole EP, or is it just a single that they did over there?
No, their EP that they put out was their debut. It was actually already done prior to Gaslight.
Okay.
So, and they did that independently.
Wow.
They are currently writing the new EP that will be done through Gaslight. They've got, you know, two songs completely written, and they're on the way to, you know, busting it out. They are machines.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of like I said, the process too, you know, it's like, you know, mentoring acts, but also, you know, like having veteran acts perform so people don't forget about them.
Right.
Because, you know, they might have families, might been crazy busy, might have been doing other stuff and haven't really played in a while, so it's good to put acts on there to keep them fresh in people's minds also, because they're really, really good after you've been playing for a long time, you know what I mean? So,
Well, you mentioned Bleach as part of that Battle of the Bands, and they won the contest, and part of the prize package included an appearance on this show. When I had a great time. I mean, I was already aware of them, but like getting to officially meet them and have them, you know, as a guest on the show, and like, I was blown away by the way they carry themselves. Like, they're very, very professional and everything. I mean, it was still definitely 16-year-old guys, and like, they're goofy and have fun with it. But like, they didn't tell me until like after the interview that it was their very first interview, and I would have had no idea like the way they handled everything. So like, they were very professional about it all. But I love what they're doing, and I'm excited to see as they continue to grow. And then it's the same with the Public and whatever, and all three of those bands will appear at this year's Rock University Festival over at Babylon.
We do also have another high school band that has been added on there as well. They unfortunately weren't available in April. TBD, to be determined, are another powerhouse of kids that I've seen, and they are a fast fusion of energy. Really excited to have them on here as well.
So. Yeah, very cool. So like I said, the party's going on July 21st over at the Babylon, and we're kicking off about 3, something like that.
Yeah, and we have 2 stages. We have an indoor stage and an outdoor stage. The indoor stage shuts down at 11.
Outdoors, yeah.
The outdoor stage shuts down at 11, and then the indoor stage will shut down at 12:45 or 1 a.m. So it'll be like an outdoor headliner, which is Boomtown United, right?
Beautiful view, eyelids raise up, revealing you. I never could have imagined this could be so real. You know it seems so right, and it's starting to feel like fire, hot to the touch. Your love is like fire, I can't get enough. By your side late at night, I just can't hide it, and I can't deny the thought of you gets me excited. I can see it in your eyes, you make my temperature rise, and every time we kiss and touch, you know it's burning me up like fire, hot to the touch. Your love is like fire, I can't get enough. I can't get enough. Beautiful view, eyelids raise up, revealing you. I never could have imagined this could be so real. You know it seems so right, and it's starting to feel like fire, hot to the touch. Your love is like fire, man, I can't get enough. Your love is like fire, burning out of control. Your love is like fire, going up in smoke. Up in smoke. Up in smoke.
Which is Common Jones, right? So it's gonna be a pretty hardcore show.
Yeah.
I'm sure whoever goes in between them is gonna be pretty dope. I'm guessing it's probably gonna be Gorilla Theory or something like that, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see. We haven't decided yet, but you know.
Yeah, the stacked lineup here full of a bunch of my friends, so I'm excited about this party for sure. We got, like I said, Boomtown United, Outrun the Fall, Gorilla Theory, Grass and Stone, Out Amongst the Masses, Bleach, The Public, yeah, whatever, To Be Determined, TBD, and Pogo Funk, Common Jones, the recently added The Many Colored Death out of Columbia, good friends of mine as well. Let's see, Chasing Ginger.
Yeah.
And Jen, how do you...
Jen Galinsky.
Galinsky, yeah, and Divide the Empire. So, I mean, that's...
It's a great lineup.
Oh, yeah. Well, and like just like you were saying early on in the show, like, about the variety and bringing these different scenes. Yeah. I mean, like, you look at that lineup. I mean, you got ska, you got reggae, you got rock, you got, funk.
Yeah, you got a little bit of everything.
I mean, yeah, so there's something there for everybody, so...
I'm excited about Pogo Funk. Like, they used to play with Midwest Avengers back in the day, and they went away for, like, what, 12 years? They back hard, you know what I mean? Like, they did the Point Fest Battle of the Bands. They placed up there. Did they go to the semifinals or the finals?
Yeah,
they got up pretty high.
I think they went to the round 2 and 3 finals.
So you know, they just came back around. They all like quit, broke up, was doing other stuff, and came back 12 years later. You know what I mean? They just stay right back in it, boom, you know. I was talking to a couple of those guys and a couple other guys, talking to Steve and those guys too from Common Jones, because he's always laughed. He used to be like, yo, rap rock is over, it's done, it's gone. New metal, whatever you want to call it. And I was just describing them, like, you know, it's like every other type of music comes around, goes around. It's just, you know, we survive to the next round. I don't want to call it a fad, because we've been doing it too long for it to be a fad, but it kind of went away when all those bands kind of fell off. The Linkin Parks, Limp Bizkits, all those type of bands kind of like went away for a while, but like now they're all making this big comeback, so it's coming back in, because like, you know, back then it was new. Like, some kids didn't listen to hip hop, some kids didn't listen to rock, but the way radio's formatted now, music formatted now, everybody kind of listens to everything. So, like, you know, like when we was little, you met some kids who never heard hip hop, or you met some kids that never heard rock, but now it's all like boom. So, right, it's all coming back around, and now's a good time for everybody. You know what I mean? Right. Like,
yeah, I just saw Pogo Funk at the Common Jones release party, and that was the first time I got to see him live. They blew me away. It was a whole lot of fun.
And that lineup was ridiculous.
Yeah, that was a good party.
Fly Method, that's another group on the come up, man. They just getting better and better every time I see them. I like to see bands growth. I like to see growth. I like to see bands like get better since the last time I saw them, and they definitely just keep getting better and better and better. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many just dope bands on the lineup, period. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm excited to see Outrun the Fall.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just saw their debut live show as far as for this band at Pops a couple of weeks ago, and it was so good, man. They brought some new songs out that I hadn't heard yet, and like I was really digging those, and like hearing some different side of what they can do, and hearing some real heavy stuff that they were working on, and like it was really a good time. I'm excited to see what else is in store for that band, because they're firing all cylinders right now, and it's sounding good. Yeah.
Down, and it's time to change.
But so the show, like I said, is July 21st, Saturday, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a $10 cover for the show, but you can get in for free with a...
free with a donation of a musical instrument. All instruments are donated directly to Play It Forward and goes into circulation. They, like John said, you know, parents, or kids whose parents can't afford, also, you know, they help set up music departments in, you know, inner city schools, so on and so forth, that otherwise couldn't set up music departments.
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing they do. I've actually, they were big, Samantha's become a friend of mine from Play It Forward, and I had them a part of my first Rock Paper Podcast birthday show, and actually had a couple people bring out some electric guitars and donate, and like it was really a special thing. So, but yeah, I love what they're a part of as well, and that's cool to see you all working together, building this community up, and all working for greater good.
Absolutely. Yeah, another part of it that we're connecting with it is the skate aspect too, with Skate Club United, you know what I'm saying? Like having them like come out and be a part of the event and set up a ramp so kids can skate, you know, families can skate, because, you know, they're like a nonprofit, you know, trying to bring families and skate and art and music all together too. So they're over at Earth Surf. What is that, every Wednesday?
Every Wednesday they're at Earth Surf Skate Park. And
yeah.
Yeah, they've got it, and they do shows all over the area. They're a great club. I love their mission. You know, they want to provide families the experience of the art and freedom of skating. Yeah, and I love that. Yeah, basically, you know, they're a bunch of, you know, not old, but, you know, yeah, old skaters that, you know, grew up, had kids, and, you know, they want their kids to enjoy the love and freedom of skating like they did, and kids don't even realize they're exercising. They just know they're having a blast.
Yeah. So you're going to have a ramp set up at the festival?
There'll be a mini half pipe out there in front of Babylon. Shout out to Babylon for hosting the event. It's like indoor and outdoor in a parking lot. But yeah, it'll be right in front of Babylon, a mini half pipe. You can skate on it, come down. I'm sure they'll have boards and decks for sale and extra wheels and extra parts for your skateboards and stuff, so you don't have to go all the way down to the shop to get it. I'm sure they'll have it right there. It'll be vendors and everything like that. I think probably the best part to me with Rock U Fest is like the whole event is a charity event. Like, we're not walking away with this with money. You know what I'm saying? We're not making any money out for this. It's just going to charity. So we've been doing it for, like you said, 8 years, and every year, like, we either putting money up or getting sponsors and put money up, and then at the end of it, we donate it to whatever charity we feel that we want to service or help that year. So that's the most important thing. When you come out, it's not another festival where it's $20 to get in and everything costs $100. You know, if you want to support the bands and buy a t-shirt from one of the bands, you know, go for it. That's great. But our mission is to, you know, help music charities and help like community and family based charities like Skate Club United, you know, bring families together, have fun with art and music. So that's pretty much what Rock U does.
Yeah. Unity in the community.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
we're also really excited to be out in St. Peter's. Traditionally, we've been in the city and kind of in the, you know, core of the city area. So this is the first time that we've gone out to St. Peter's, and we're excited to just reach out to a new audience and bring some folks from the city out to St. Peter's to see what it's like out there.
Yeah.
Very I'm cool. Very excited about it, living out there as well. And yeah, Shane and I both, you know, for all the times we've made the trek into the city, we love that, you know, the city's coming to us. Likewise, the whole atmosphere of that area, the St. Peter's Cottleville area, there really is a sense of unity that, you know, like I put out some feelers. I was really worried about, you know, the excess heat and approached a couple of people, and like in no time at all, between Shamrocks and Mascots, we're going to have an awesome cooling station that they're setting up for us.
That's
and
true.
I just, you know, mad love and thanks to them for stepping up and helping us out with that.
Very cool. Yeah, it does. Definitely seems there's a lot of great people like that. They're just so willing to do whatever it takes to help out and stuff. So, yeah, it's cool to see when you can call on some friends and they're right there when you need them. So, yeah. But very nice. Well, are we doing, we're just doing cash at the door for those that aren't bringing donations, right?
$10 to get in, gets you for both stages.
Right.
So,
and
pretty good deals.
Oh,
15
yeah.
bands.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, the music's great. I'm excited about that for sure. These, like I said, these all, most of them have been on here. So, like I said, it's nice. Fun to see a bunch of my friends, you know, being on the same bill together. So,
yeah.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Speaking of which, man, I want to shout out the sponsors real quick. Gaslight Studios, you know, they have the studio down here on Kings Highway, so check them out. Earth Surf Skate Park, they're out there. What's that? St. Louis Mills?
Yeah.
Or is it still called St. Louis Mills?
It is right now. It kind of changes. It's been bought so many times now.
Yeah.
It's about to change again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shamrocks, where are they located? Shamrocks?
St. Peter's.
St. Peter's, yeah, right off Highway 70. Mascots, they're a sponsor also.
And they're also on St. Peter's. Tommy Crane from Gorilla Theory, he flips a hard burger there.
Yeah, and then Ink Spot Tattoo, of course, you know what I'm saying? They moved that again. They moved it, right?
Yes, they had to go from Lincoln County Fairground to the Winfield.
Their festival. The shop still, but and they opened up a second one in St. Peter's now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the festival moved out. Their Ink Spot Block Party moved out to Winfield this year.
Yes.
Well, how far out is Winfield? Is it really?
It's not that.
It's close.
Yeah. Oh, it's close. Okay.
Yeah.
And of course,
we're going to be out there as well, out at Ink Spot. Our whole skate thing that we're putting together, we're taking that on the road to Ink Spot as well.
Nice.
We'll have. At Ink Spot, we will have the Rock U Skate Park.
All right.
That's
very
dope.
Very excited for that.
Oh, yeah. Very cool.
And then of course, you, Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey,
you know, thank you for your support.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I was, you know, I'm thrilled to be a small part of all this. Like I said, this is a really great thing you all are doing, and I thank you all for all your hard work. I mean, I know what it takes. I put on a couple of shows myself. I mean, like, the behind the scenes, like, a lot of people don't see all the work that goes into it all year long just to get this one day to go off without a hitch. But
you got an anniversary show coming up, right?
Oh, yeah.
When is that?
Sunday.
This Sunday?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah.
And then you get, like, Best Podcast in St. Louis?
Yeah.
That's pretty dope.
Oh, yeah. It was very exciting.
What was that with it, live or?
St. Louis Magazine.
St. Louis Magazine, yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty dope. That's,
A-list.
Yeah, A-list awards for Best dope. Podcast. Yeah, that was pretty pretty wild. I don't know. I was
You're doing it.
Yeah, I'm trying, man. I'm trying to get out there and make something happen. And that's the thing. Like, get those little things like that where, you know, people recognize what you're doing. And you know, it feels really good. That's for sure. Like, it just meant the world to me to get that message that I won, and I'm like, you know, that was cool.
Very so, cool.
Yeah.
Congratulations
Thanks.
On that.
Appreciate that. Again, grab all your buddies. Come on out July 21st to Babylon in St. Peter's, Missouri, right up off of Mid Rivers Mall Drive, across from the St. Charles County or St. Charles Community College. And again, you're gonna want to be there all day long. You're not gonna want to miss any of these bands because everybody's fantastic. 3 o'clock start. We'll be out by 1 o'clock in the morning and rocking all day long.
And want to point out too that, you know, prior to, of course, at 11, you know, kids have to go. Prior to that, it is a family friendly event. You'll want to bring the kids for sure. Even, you know, for instance, like John said with the skating, even if your kids have never skated before, they will fit them up with helmets and pads and everything and get their first run at skating. And, bring the family.
Yeah. That sounds great. Like I said, it's just going to be a great time in a big parking lot party type of thing, right?
And Babylon knows how to do it. Anybody that's been to their Cinco de Mayo Fest knows that.
Yeah, there'll be food, so, come hungry, leave full. If you're over 21, there'll be drinks,
I'm always hungry, so I'll be up.
Several artists are setting up booths as well, so I'm excited to start sharing information on those artists, and that'll be coming up in the next week.
Yeah, go ahead and you have a Rock University Festival Facebook page, and there's the event for the, so you can RSVP and keep up with more updates as closer to the event. Click the like on that page, and we also have an Instagram account, so you can get involved on the Instagram as well.
we're just starting it.
Yeah, we're kind of old, So we're hoping someday we'll have a Rock You Snapchat.
There you go.
We need a social media intern.
There you go.
Yes.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll see everybody July 21st. Thank you all for taking some time out to do this. It's been a lot of fun. So.
Thanks.
Yeah, can you announce the bands one more time?
Yeah, of course. We got Boomtown United, you got Outrun the Fall, Grass in Stone, Guerrilla Theory, Out Amongst the Masses, Bleach, The Public, Yeah Whatever, TBD, Pogo Funk, Common Jones, The Many Colored Death, Chasing Ginger,
Jane Galinsky.
Galinsky, Divide the Empire, all that for $10.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
That's going to be a wild night.
It's going to be a rocking good time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks everybody.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, Shane.
Thank you. Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.